Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Encore making a change in how you get your drinks. The best in movies, music, and TV up for the NAACP Image Awards and lots of new movies to choose from this weekend. Melissa has the juice coming up.
It's only a matter of time before both of R. Kelly's girlfriends are home with their parents.
Leroy has your sports.
And Patriot Nation, the season isn't over yet.
But first, well, the Encore Boston Harbor planning to replace some of its bartenders with machines. So it's reportedly part of a growing trend in the casino industry where service jobs are being automated, and the move would affect about 50 staffers who work in at service bars behind the scenes who are making cocktails for people on the gaming floor, and bartenders who directly serve patrons will remain in place.
You know what I've always wanted casinos to do but will never do because there's
give you
too
money.
Well, besides that, there's too many people that would take advantage of it. So if you go to like other casinos, Encore won't do it because they're too bougie. But other casinos have like soda dispensers throughout the gaming floor where if you're playing, you can just go up and get soda and water and whatever on your own. Yeah. If you don't want to wait for a waitress. I've always wanted these dispensers to have liquor. Like, could you imagine? Like, if you don't want to wait for a waitress, right? You're playing. You walk up to one of these dispensers and you want vodka. You just put the cup in. You get your own vodka. Maybe it could, like, you know, ration it out in just shots so you're not taking full advantage. Right. But the first thing I thought was all the homeless people and the alcoholics that are just going to win there all day long.
Well, yeah, just, there'd be a line at the alcohol machine as opposed to, like, to play at the slot machine.
Hey, it's a decent idea.
Well, the nominees for the NAACP Image Awards are out. And on the movie side, Harriet leads all the nominees with 10, including acting nods for Cynthia Erivo, Janelle Monáe, and Leslie Odom Jr. Jordan Peele's Us got 8 nods. Dolomite Is My Name and Queen and Slim. God. Each got 7. Oh my God, you liked it or don't like it?
Dolomite was fun to watch, but it doesn't deserve to be nominated for anything. Cut it out.
On the TV side, Ava DuVernay's When They See Us is in the lead with 9, followed by Blackish with 8, and This Is Us and Queen Sugar with 5. And the nominees for Entertainer of the Year, we have Lizzo, Tyler Perry, Angela Bassett, Billy Porter, and Regina King. The NAACP Image Awards will air live on BET on January 22nd. And lots to choose from in theaters this weekend. New movies out. Just Mercy. Woo, that movie was tough to watch. Stars Michael B. Jordan. He plays a lawyer defending death row prisoners, including Jamie Foxx's character. They're both really great in the movie. 1917. You guys have been talking about that for a while. The World War I movie about two British soldiers on a mission to deliver a message in enemy territory to stop 1,600 men, including one of the brothers, from walking into a deadly trap.
The big thing about that movie is that it wasn't, but they made it seem like it was shot in one continuous shot. Yeah, they said if you really, really pay attention, you're going to notice where, you know, edits happen and stuff. But a war movie and just a damn preview where that plane's coming into, like, the bunk or wherever, like, the farmhouse, wherever those guys are running in. That, if you've ever seen the trailer, that right there hooked me automatically.
Mm. Well, Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne star in Like a Boss about best friends who buy a beauty company together. Leroy's laughing because he saw it.
Yeah, don't judge me. I actually saw that movie.
And you liked it.
It was all right. It was pretty cool.
He doesn't want to admit it, but... And finally, there's Underwater star and Kristen Stewart is part of a crew of underwater researchers who have to evacuate their lab after an earthquake. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but Kim Kardashian wants everyone to know she has food in her house. She was getting all kinds of backlash after she put up a picture on Instagram of her standing in front of her fridge that just had milk and water in it. And people were like, how do you have all these kids and you got no food in your fridge? Well, Kim happily proved them wrong, giving us a tour of her walk-in pantry stocked with fruits and veggies and her drink refrigerator, with fresh juices and water, as well as several types of milk, and then went to another refrigerator stocked with all kinds of produce and salad dressings. So the tour was pretty much a middle finger saying, I don't have one fridge, I have several.
Why are you falling for people who are talking trash? None of these people are your role models.
They can't handle when people talk crap about them. They can't. I love the Kardashians, but they do that stuff all the time where they feel like they need to explain themselves. It's like, just don't.
It's ridiculous.
Lizzo has a message for Jillian Michaels and all of her haters, as Jillian, you'll remember, was getting heat after making these comments about Lizzo during a BuzzFeed show.
Why are we celebrating her body? Why does it matter? Because it isn't going to be awesome if she gets diabetes. I love her music, but there's never a moment where I'm like, and I'm so glad that she's overweight.
Lizzo had a lot to say in her Instagram story yesterday, but the one message that spoke volumes.
If my name is in your mouth, so is my pussy, bitch. Enjoy the flavor.
What do you think it tastes like?
She is not here for you all.
You better stop. And after the big fight between R. Kelly's girlfriends the other day, Joycelyn went to jail for assault, and Azriel went home to be with her parents. And it's looking more and more that Azriel's ready to flip on R. Kelly even more and spill all his secrets. Sources close to Azriel tell TMZ that she's come to a realization that R. Kelly played mind games and manipulated her since she moved out of his Trump Tower condo and reconnected with her family. And word is she's ready to spill it all to the feds, who are very interested in speaking to her, even though she's repeatedly lied to them in the past. She also did sign, she signed a non-disclosure agreement, so there's a lot of details that need to be ironed out, but get ready, because it's going to happen. Meanwhile, Azriel tweeted, woke up today happy but torn. I did not come to Chicago for Robert, only for Joy, who he purposely separated us because he knew I'd try to make her go home. Please pray for Joy. This is, of course, his other girlfriend and the girl that she was fighting with in the video, saying that it's just tough love and she'll come to her own realization at her own timing. Damn, I can't wait for that. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
All right, David Pastrnak got his third hat trick of the season, and the Bruins beat the Winnipeg Jets 5-4. The Celtics, they dropped their third in a row, this time to the Sixers.
They haven't won a game. Can I just point this out?
What's that?
Since Tom Brady lost
they're
on
distraught
Sunday,
too. I don't blame
them. The Celtics can't handle it. They need to, Tom, make your decision.
Yes, Tom.
It's affecting the other team.
Right? They lost 109-98. By the way, the Everett man who threw the drink on the court has been banned for life from the Garden. And it's going down Sunday at 3:05. Pats Chiefs for the right to go to the AFC Championship game. All you have to do is watch me play that matchup on Xbox Live and a game of Madden, okay? I'll be the Pats. My gamer tag is Grove Hall, and I promise to get the dub. You know, low-key, that's what people do. When the Patriots lose, you go on to Madden, you try to redeem, you know, things by playing the same team and getting the W. You feel a little bit better,
good
but...
good luck with that one.
Wow, man.
So that's what's going to happen. As far as real life, Vikings, 49ers, Titans, and Ravens, that all goes down tomorrow. Sunday, it will be the Texans versus the Chiefs, Seahawks, and the Packers. Bruins, Rangers tonight at 7. Celtics, Pelicans tomorrow at 7. And that's just
sports. Wait. We need a Melissa Achachung.
Uh-oh.
Lock of the week. Now the Patriots are not going to the Super Bowl. Who's it going to be?
Well, we don't know the Super Bowl yet. This is just, you know,
that's
divisional round.
Hey.
You want
hey.
The Super Bowl pick or you want the divisional round pick?
No. I want the Super Bowl pick.
Oh, God. You're asking me that way too early.
Yeah, hey.
Wait. No. Yesterday, you was.
You predicted in 2018 the Red Sox standing. Are you telling me you can't predict something for what's going to happen in February?
No, can I just pick the winners for this weekend? Baltimore is going to destroy Tennessee.
Okay.
Kansas City is going to win, too. So it's going to be the two home teams that are going to win in the AFC.
And okay. What about the NFC?
Vikings, 49ers, Seahawks, Packers.
Yeah.
What do you see?
Seahawks.
You see the Seahawks?
49ers.
Seahawks, 49ers?
Yeah. Okay. It's all the favorites. Easy ones.
Is that your...
Which never happens, so don't bet with me. I say that every week. Don't do it.
Is it? Am I locking it in?
Yes, lock it in.
If that's your sport.
Your good news today. So Chase Hansen, who's from Salt Lake City, was 4 years old when he first noticed some homeless people and asked his father, John, who they were, why they didn't have a place to stay. Well, Chase wanted to help. He and his father, they got a local Jamba Juice to donate smoothies to hand out. But Chase, who's now 10, wanted to do more. He wanted to get to know the people. So they started, you know, talking to people, taking them out to lunch once or twice a week. They shared a meal, shared stories, and more than 150 lunches later, they run a self-funded charity called Project Empathy, inspiring other people to create friendships with homeless people in their own neighborhoods and to help connect them with resources and agencies to help. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Curry College. Thinking about a master's degree or how about finishing your bachelor's? Go back and get ahead at Curry College. Apply now at curry.edu/CEGrad.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.